Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Pod Nuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B. Folks, I am in the great state of Florida, in the wonderful city of Fort Lauderdale, enjoying yet another lovely day in the dead of winter. And I have a couple of guests with me today who probably can't say that. They are going to be some great people coming on the show. You've heard one of them on the show before. They are sitting in the green room, having a wonderful little time, probably having a hot chocolate, maybe, or something like that. But I will be bringing them out just shortly, and I will announce them at that time. Right now, I'm going to do what I normally do and take care of a little announcements, housekeeping, email, blah, blah, blah. So first thing I want to say is that Podnuts Pro is presented by no one. So we are looking for sponsors. If you want to present the Podnuts Pro show, give me a shout out. Let me know. We are also participating in the TechCon Unplugged event. That is Jeff and Paco's event that they are putting on in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That is going to be this September 20th through the 22nd. It is going to be at the Holiday Inn Grand Rapids Airport. Folks, $199 is going to get you an all-inclusive ticket to enjoy some great content. This conference is for techs, by techs. It's going to have a great set of sponsors, a great set of speakers. If you head over to the website at techconunplugged.com, you can get your ticket. You can get rooms at a very reasonable $102 per night. There is a discount code for airfare if you fly in on United Airlines. There's a lot of other good stuff happening over there, so pay attention to the website. I know that sometime this week it is going to be updated with some topics for the sessions that we're going to be having. You'll see some updated sponsors in there, and you will start to see speakers. And I just went to the website and I got redirected, so I don't know what happened there. So, there it is. All right. So, yep. So there's the schedule is on there with generic titles. We'll put real names in there soon. Planning committee, location, all your discount codes. And thank you to our partners, Freedom Voice, Compliancy Group, FreshBooks, ManageBots, and Tech Site Builder, who are currently listed there now. So it's going to be a great event. I will be there. The guests that I have on today's show will be there, and you'll want to come and see them. Okay, let us also talk about... So, coming up soon, and I wish I had the date exactly planned out for you, but folks, sometime in March, there is going to be a Podnuts Pro first. I have actually solidified the participant. And we've worked out the platform, and we are going to be doing some preliminary testing here. Next month, March 2019, we are going to be doing a live Podnuts Pro show. That is right. You are going to see us here in the flesh, live on video, as we present a Podnuts Pro show. It is going to be with Mike Panaki, Mr. Fluke Master himself. We're going to be talking about the Linkrunner G2. A lovely tool that I have had now for a couple of months and played with. It is the Android version of the Linkrunner, and it adds a whole lot of features to the NetScout handheld testing tool. So we are going to be demoing that and talking about that tool live. One of the reasons I want to be sure you start paying attention is because we are going to be giving away a free Link Sprinter to one of the participants in the show. You're going to have to be present to win. You're going to have to be listening and active in the chat, doing some stuff. Don't know what I'll have you do yet, but you got to do something to win. And that will be happening sometime towards the end of March. So you'll want to pay attention to that. And our guest will probably be talking about a NetScout tool here soon as well. All right. So be looking for that. And I do have one email. You know what? I'm going to save this because I think I need help with the answer. So I'm going to save that for later. Folks, I will also go ahead and mention, if you want to support Podnuts Pro, the way that you can do it right now is to head over to Amazon.com. Actually, you know what? Before you even head over there, go to my show note and click on the link that I have for Amazon, and you will be redirected to the Amazon store where you can purchase items on Amazon. The price that you pay will not change. You'll pay the exact same price, but we'll get a little bit of commission that comes back to the show, and I can do some great things like live video shows and sponsor music, walk-ins, and all that sort of stuff. And it will be great. So I'm just trying to pull up my content here on my site because I want to say thank you, because somebody purchased something big, because I am quite happy with the returns that we've gotten in the last couple of weeks. So I definitely want to say thank you for using that link. And I'm trying to pull up. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, that was a nice shipped revenue of $3,970. No, that's not what I get, folks. I get like, I don't know, 0.5% or 1% or something. I don't know. But I want to appreciate everybody for heading over to that link and using that and supporting the show. All right, that is going to be it for now. So we're going to get right into our guests. Folks, you last heard one of these people on the show last year, and you are going to be very excited for his partner. I am talking about Nathan Drager and Aaron Helgensen. They are with Quantum PC Services out of Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. And I'm sure that it is freaking cold up there, folks. Am I lying?
No, you're not lying. It is extremely cold. This has been historically one of the worst winters of our lifetimes.
Are you kidding? Really?
Yeah. And you know, last time we talked, it was middle of winter as well. And it actually sucked, I think, equally to this. But every year, I think it sets the bar, you know. This has been hardcore, though. Bitter cold, tons of snow, lots of crazy travel conditions. Our kids have had tons of time off of school. They had a whole consecutive week off of school.
Oh.
No, it's been insane.
Wow. So when you're talking about record lows, I mean, first of all, is it below the zero mark?
Yeah, so air temperatures down to 25 below, and then with wind chills on top of it. So we've had negative 50 and negative 60 degree wind chills.
Get out.
And we had 5 consecutive days of that. So our whole state was declared in a state of emergency. And
did you even leave the house?
Yeah, we did, but most people didn't.
Why?
You know, your vehicles don't run very well. And, you know, it was pretty hard to get through.
Okay. So, all right. You're blowing up my outline now. So I've got to ask, okay, those kind of temperatures. I mean, I know that in other states in this country, temperatures get that low, pipes burst, heaters don't work.
Yes.
Right. I mean, what do you do? I mean, obviously you're living and surviving, but I mean, are you in danger of that?
So there's some luck involved. And the standard maintenance on a home and all those things are extra important. I mean, you really put things to the test.
Don't worry about the dog.
right.
But yeah, you really put your home to the test when it's 50, 60 below and there's not a repairman to be seen, because they're, you know, that's just how it is.
That's igloo weather. I mean, that is just insane.
Yeah. And unfortunately, and that's why it becomes a state of emergency. A lot of the more vulnerable people have a hard time, if their furnace stops working, or if they run out of propane, or if there's a power outage, it can turn disastrous really quick. Wow. So it's a different lifestyle.
Well, and I mean, having the kids home for that many days in a row, it was like, I just need to go to the grocery store. Because we had eaten out everything. Like, there is no food left in this house.
Wow.
They're cold and bored. So they're just,
and there's a lot of boredom too. It's
I was going to say, the kids, I mean, how can you keep them that occupied for a week. I mean, it's not like you can say, go out and play.
Right, exactly. Oh, there was a lot of Fortnite, you know, you give into the Fortnite and it just wins and it takes over. So
wait a minute, you're talking about Fortnite, the game?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, I have no idea what that is. Never played it.
Yep.
So
you'll have to give it a try.
No, I don't. All right. So it's been a year since I had you on the show, Nathan. And
yeah.
Since then we have, let's see, you guys were both at the convention in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to go back because I know that you were at the unconvention in DC.
Yep.
But I don't remember if you were guys at the original in Toronto.
It was not in Toronto.
We're not in Toronto. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure I wanted to bring that up because I think my invite for that one got lost somehow.
I didn't run it, so I don't know why you're talking to me.
No. So I first became aware of the unconvention just prior to the DC.
Okay.
And because when I found out about it, it was like the second annual. And so I was like, oh, so there must have been a first annual. So then, and I saw that it was in Toronto and stuff. And I wasn't at the first one, unfortunately. But I made it to DC.
Okay. Well, just so you know that the TechCon Unplugged, if you go to the website, it says the 2019 annual.
Okay. So
it's already annual. So. Yes.
All right. There you go.
Perfect. All right. So let's see. So you were at that, and then obviously you are going to continue to go. So you're going to be at the, there's a conference in Chicago is it April?
Yep.
All right. So you're going to be at that one, and then you're obviously going to go also to the one in September. So Let's just talk about what's been new with you guys since then.
Well, We've had some pretty fast growth. We doubled our facility space and retail space. We moved into the place next door, knocked a wall down, and basically doubled our footprint.
So is this the building that you moved into in 2017?
Yep. So 2017, we moved into a building. 2018, we got a second location. 2019, we consolidated into a bigger, I'm a year in front there.
Yep.
2018, we consolidated into a bigger building. And then 2019, we expanded from there into the place next door.
Okay.
We doubled. We pretty much doubled in our size and added a virtual reality arcade. We have two virtual reality attractions there, and we moved our reception area and have a new training facility and some warehouse space and conference rooms.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm writing feverishly because I'm going to want to come back to some of these. So a VR arcade.
Yeah, we have
becoming like an amusement park as well?
No, just more like a kind of a hobby type thing. And we've also used it for some marketing opportunities, and that's a public attraction and something cool to do in the winter. So we have a studio. So people can play VR, but we also can do like augmented reality and mixed reality. We have green screens and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. And we kind of just doing like private parties, bachelor parties, birthday parties, that type of stuff right now. But
really, my goodness. Okay. So now is that like another business that you've spun off, or is this still part of Quantum PC?
Well, in broader terms, now we've got like Quantum Technologies is really kind of the company has become a technology firm, and the PC services and the cabling division. And now some of these other hobby projects are, if they were to take off and become very successful, then those would probably become a vertical or a division, I think, of a technology firm.
All right. So I'm basically sitting in a position where I'm going to say, yeah, yeah, I knew them when.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Yep. You know, there's.
Well, let me do this. Let me do this now that we've. I want it because Aaron, you are. So somewhere back in the annals of your history, you were just listed as the customer relations manager, right?
Yeah.
Now you're listed as the co-owner, right?
Not quite.
Okay, well, that's what it says on this site. And let me explain as I play this little clip.
Oh, goodness.
We are seeing a lot of people who have been heeing and hawing about buying a machine for themselves. And they're like, oh, I don't want to do it now. And now that there's this sales tax holiday, there is a cost benefit for them. So they're coming in and they're like, hey, I'm going to save some money. Let's do it. We're also going to give you $50 off the price of the machine, plus no sales tax.
So Little Miss Celebrity there.
Yeah, that was me. I'm not going to lie. I kind of like to listen to it. It sounded like it.
Okay. So
I'm not vain at all.
Yeah. Play it again.
So for the people in the back, play it again.
So that was just this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. Looks like you actually, I think that was part of like a whole super long news story, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was really neat just because they were trying something new with this sales tax holiday and just to see what kind of business that could drum up for the economy. And we just took advantage of it and went with it. And it worked out pretty well for us, too.
So the reason I wanted to bring that up is because I wanted to see if that had anything to do with part of this explosive growth that you're having. And I mean, were you approached to do that, or is that part of your marketing strategy now, or what's going on up there?
I got to give all the credit to Nathan on that one. That was, that's just part of him and how he operates and how he's able to make us what we are now.
Okay.
We've had a lot of public relations opportunities with our local news, with both the Door County Daily News and some of the other venues around here, the Peninsula Pulse. Yep. Namely, they just wrote up a nice article about us too. And a lot of it started to happen when we were like the coolest and most exciting thing that's ever happened around here, because then they kind of wanted to be in a little bit on those stories, you right. know? Mm-hmm. So we certainly capitalize on any opportunity we have. I mean, everyone could use a little publicity now and then. So now, what I do is I try to get the first initial hype going, and then I throw Aaron to him, you know, to do the talking
PR for
and
it,
stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So why don't we continue on that? Because I don't know if you've noticed, if you've listened to the shows or not. So there's been a huge marketing spin on Podnuts Pro, thanks to Elizabeth Lamb and Executive Marketing Collective. So last week we had Mike and Laura Wise on, and I've had some other people on where they've talked about, you know, this whole new thing that people are doing with marketing. So that sounds like it's pretty good. Aaron, you were also, I saw a big thing on you on the Rotary Club, being a speaker there. Yeah. You guys have obviously grown enough to double your size. So what types of things are you doing up there besides just, you know, adding the VR arcade, adding the training facility? I mean, you've got to have marketing to go along with that, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We go real hard. And we do a lot of social media. We do a lot of creative content, a lot of video production. We do a live show every week where we've done 65 episodes now, and we involve
like a podcast?
No, like Facebook Live, mm-hmm. Facebook oh, Live video. Okay. It's Quantum Live, and we actually run radio ads to direct people to watch our live show, and we've been running the same ad campaigns for over a year.
Okay.
And we're a little bit of a local sensation that way. We do a lot of collaborations. We have a lot of businesses that we do community group live shows. We do things with fundraisers. We went to Habitat for Humanity. We did a cook-off a couple weeks ago and raised a few hundred bucks for a nonprofit. And we do all spontaneous ones quite a bit too. So a big part of it is getting out of the comfort zone, putting your face on video a lot, and being everywhere you can be at all times, talking and acting.
So talking and smiling and being happy, and this is what I do.
So that's
sounds like you needed that snow in for the week, because you that sounds like being way too busy.
Well, and you know, I'll tell you what, a lot of it for me when I really started like making a lot of videos and stuff was actually after Washington, D.C. And a lot of the speakers there, that was a common theme for people was like your comfort zone and making videos. But David Sims specifically, he talked on it a whole bunch and just like, you know, video for his business. He was killing it. And he was like trying to encourage everyone else. Just make the video, you know, and just and like everybody, it's hard in the beginning and we struggled and there's a lot of embarrassing things that have happened and a lot of technical errors and a lot of just, you know, face plants.
Aaron, why are you laughing that with that kind of face?
Oh, because there was so many like take two, take 20, take 35, like, oh, some of those videos.
Well, and then when we started to make them live.
Yeah, then there is no take two.
We've had just really we've had really crazy stuff go down and just really hard stuff to get through.
So is this
and
stuff
really,
that's like out there and I can go and Google and find?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I actually. One show, I had to fire someone on a live show off the camera.
No, that's say my it craziest so. Really?
Live story. Yeah, I can't tell the whole story right now. But
oh, I got to find that.
That's the teaser to it. It's going to be in my memoir.
Wow.
Because that was a pressure cooker. We've had a few.
There have been a couple tense, awkward moments, but then there have been a couple that are so hilarious.
Technical issues. The Facebook Live platform in the beginning was pretty hokey, and things would break, and that you'd have a black screen or something would go wrong. And
sideways.
Yes. So just the technical things when you're a computer repair company or a technology company, and people expect a certain level of polish then to your production.
Oh yeah.
And I get that a lot. It's hard when you're going live. You got all these other things to worry about. And,
that's one reason why I didn't want to do a live show. I get enough grief for the podcast, and it's audio, and you know, I should go back and edit, but I don't. I don't have time.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, that moment when all hell breaks loose and everything stops working.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, is that ever awkward and uncomfortable when you're live. And after 65 whatever. Times, or we're probably, you know, 65, 70 shows, whatever it's been, you start to become immune to that.
Well, you realize that it may feel like the end of the world, but it's not. And people appreciate, you know, hey, this is life. We're human. Things happen. Let's move on.
That's right.
We're super real. That's our thing with our Quantum Live. We're just real.
It's
just
authentic. Yeah.
We're just Nathan and Aaron, you know.
So it's called Quantum Live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So you know what's going to happen is everybody's going to go looking for it. So
we did turkey bowling for Thanksgiving. We carved pumpkins with our whole team. We did a wine and canvas with our staff.
Really?
We have our whole company participates.
Yep.
And so that's like some of the fun stuff we've did. But like we had Zach on there like terminating Keystone Jacks and giving everyone some tips and tricks in his field.
Mm-hmm.
So is this more geared towards your community?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
So like right now, most of our community and our friends and clients, a lot of them are in Florida right now or Arizona. Because
by choice or by necessity.
And they'll come back for the spring and the summer. So that's part of what we do for the community is, you know, when people get ready to leave, we clean up their computers and give them some maintenance and they head off. And when they come back, then they usually hit us up to to have a checkup again when they get back. So they're known as snowbirds. We know what you people are. All right. So
we love you in the winter and hate you in the summer.
Wait, is that what you call them? Is that what you call them down in Florida? Do you call them snowbirds too?
That's what we politely call them. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
So, but yeah, that's a big part of what's going on. So when we go live, like last week we were grilling out and it was like a blizzard and we're outside grilling out. It's like very cold out. So it's fun and a little bit extreme, but all of our friends that are in Arizona and Florida that think we're just absolutely stupid for, making hot dogs outside right now.
Hey, it can't be any worse than ice fishing. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
right?
How many people were out in the minus 50 ice fishing?
Well,
I have no idea how many people still go out there.
So 30 people. So we had a really bad blizzard last night.
Okay.
Extremely bad. There was a big pile up on the highway. There was, it's very, very dangerous out there. 30 people got rescued out on the ice that were fishing. They went out there fishing and the storm came in. And so when they found them, they said they had adult beverages and food and they had, the shacks were heated. So everyone was okay.
They were fine.
But they were super lost and they couldn't get off the ice because it was a whiteout. So they hunkered down and drank beer.
That is so wrong. That is so wrong. Oh my.
But there's a truck. This is a viral video this year, but someone drove their truck out on the ice and they went in on Lake Winnebago, but I've never seen anything like this. The truck went nose first and it was sticking, like the whole back end of the truck was sticking up out of the ice.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Yep.
You
know, the even crazier thing is next weekend, they're all going to go do it again.
Yeah.
No matter what, they'll all go do it again.
It's like your version of happy hour, right?
Yeah, right. Or crazy hour.
It's Friday. Let's go to the ice.
God. Yeah, we're not quite cold enough.
Yeah. No, really, not quite cold enough. It's minus 50.
Yeah.
And just so you know, Nathan, I know that invitation is open. But I ain't coming. Okay, not for ice fishing. Sorry.
This has been a very good year for snowmobiling.
Yes.
Everyone with snowmobiles has been extremely excited this year because we've had some crappy seasons for like a decade where there's just not good snow conditions or not any snow. And people maybe have a snowmobile and never get to use it all year. This year, everyone with sleds has really been out there running them.
Yep.
So what you're saying is it's cold, but it doesn't really provide the good packing snow for that type of thing.
Yep.
Right. The past couple of winters haven't had the snow accumulation that makes snowmobiling fun. You have to have a decent amount of snow.
So is it too cold to snow? Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes, yes. Yes, it is. There is such a thing as too cold to snow.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that up. That doesn't sound right. Oh my. Okay. Okay. Let me try to gather my thoughts and get back to tech. So.
Yeah. Right. What else was on the list?
The list that Nathan sent over. Let's see. So insanely cold weather was on the list. So we'll slide that off.
We've covered that one.
Yeah. Creative marketing. I think we've talked a little bit about that, unless there was something besides the live video and the,
I mean, that's a big part of it is really live video and produced video. I make new stuff a couple times every week. So 3 or 4 videos a week. And then, really just document anything I do that I think is interesting or awesome. I document it and try to, make it exciting and put it out there. And, I can guarantee anyone listening, if you do that for a year or two and just never stop and just 7 days a week, that you will pick up an audience and can grow a business that way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I'm sorry. Turning left again. So if you guys are this busy for the business, you know, I can't ask that. That's a personal question. I'll save that for off the air. I'm sorry.
All right.
I am going to set some boundaries on my own show.
Yeah. I was wondering where we were going with this.
Let's just stay in our lane. Let's just do that. So, okay, let's move on to something else you put on here. So you put new contractor vans.
Yeah.
I don't know why you put that on there, so tell me.
Well, so when we were searching for some ideas we could talk about today, we got some new vehicles that our guys are running around in, and we used to be a little bit more like kind of ghetto a little bit, like trunk slammer style. So now we have vehicles with ladder racks on them and like company logos.
Okay, but you mean like on top like they're supposed to be, or on the side with real ladder racks, not sticking out the side of the window or something?
Right.
Yeah, we look legitimate now. So us, it was a big deal and a big milestone.
Now, are they logoed or wrapped with your?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not wrapped because we didn't want the vinyl to cost more than the vehicles. But there's
so logos. There's still a little ghetto there, is what I'm just saying.
And they look very official, and people make nice comments about it all the time, and they're people recognize them and they wave at us, and we have pretty official service vehicles now.
Yep.
All right. Nice. Well,
so that was just, that
you're
was
gonna have
exciting.
To
fact, you're talking about publicity and PR, the newspaper, when they did our article, they even took a picture of us with with the van.
I didn't see that. Now granted, I didn't spend a lot of time searching this time. We didn't do a full background search on you guys, but I found the audio, and I said that'll be enough.
Yeah,
there we go. I like it.
So, all right, I got to find those vans. Mm-hmm. I want to see before and after pictures is what I want to see. I want to see ghetto versus legit.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we have a Ford Escape.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's just in the winter and all the salt on the roads, vehicles rust a lot faster.
It's not a four wheeler, or it's not an ice worthy machine.
It's 2002. So 2002.
Okay.
And it, you know, if you leave it parked overnight, there's an outline of the car underneath it. So that one was getting a little rough. And and then we also have a Subaru Outback, which is a great service vehicle for a technician. But our guys kind of outgrew it a little bit. So we still have that and we run around in it. But now we have like Chevy vans, and we have a Ram ProMaster, I think it's called.
Okay, like, you guys are kind of all over the place. You just buying what's on sale, or?
Oh, we don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah, no, it's totally not brand specific. Yeah. We're waiting for our vehicle sponsor.
We test drive them and take them to the mechanic, and he's like, you should find a different van, and we buy it anyways.
Can you fix it? Yes? Good.
Sounds great. Sign us up.
Hey, as long as it gets you from A to B and back to A, right?
And like all things, as we grow, you have to kind of, as entrepreneurs, you have to kind of work with what's available and what you can afford and what's within your
class. We're going way off topic here now. So let's get into, this is going to be a legitimate business topic. So for a company like yours, you guys are having, let's first go back to when you and I first talked, Nathan. You had just been to the unconvention, and you told me that you had taken away the nugget of the Fluke tools, and you took that and you went and created a whole new division for your business and just tore it up doing cabling services. You last year, or in the DC, took Dave Sims' idea of the videos, and here you are rocking that out, knocking it out of the park. You're creating the virtual reality stuff. So talk to me about what it means as business owners to have that type of growth and to manage it and keep up with it. I mean, money is one thing. You're talking about, you know, what you can afford to do as you grow. But what are some other things that you guys are coming across in growing as fast as you guys are growing?
I think it's the biggest pain is quality help. And I think every business owner echoes that. I've always heard that, but now I'm actually feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some really, really high quality, excellent people leave the company for other opportunities. One of them was like across the state, and there's all these other things to go with it. So it's like not even things I have to feel bad for, but
right.
We've just invested a lot of time into training people that betrayed us and went just on just left. Oh no, they betrayed us. Let's be honest here.
Okay, great. Because I've had that where you go through all the hassle of training and teaching, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, I can go out and do this myself. And they go out and, well, in my case, try to undercut price,
mm-hmm.
you know? So is that what you're talking about in terms of having techs betray you?
Not quite that bad.
Okay.
They just quit. and went to other opportunities.
Okay. That's not really betrayal, or is it?
Well, no, it's just, you know, I just said it that way because my feelings got hurt when they quit.
Okay, so it sounds like he was a good tech.
And so it once happened now a couple times. We've been around a while, and we've trained people that don't work for us anymore one way or the other. And that, to me, is one of the hardest things is we all feel burnout in our lives and things, but the hardest burnout I've faced is training another person when I've already maybe trained a couple people at this point or whatever for a position, and to find the energy
to do it again.
A process that takes a year or 2 years and has failed me in the past, and to keep getting up and throwing myself at it. That's my biggest challenge as a business owner.
Okay. So I guess the question I would ask is, do they tell you the real reason they leave? Cause that's always one of the things is, you know, are they leaving because of money? Are they leaving because they realize this isn't for them? Which, I mean, that can be legit in the tech industry where techs are like, I can't do this. I don't like dealing with people or whatever. I mean, they are giving you the real reason.
Yep. And we had one kid, and he got made an incredible, almost unrealistic offer.
Right.
And to be a system admin at a school district. And we do a lot of work at schools. We're in around 20 schools right now, and we've got some really large infrastructure projects going. And he ended up going to one of the biggest school districts in the state, and the offer they made him was actually three times what I paid him.
Ouch.
Technician.
Right.
And he was a young guy, and he had a college degree in programming,
mm-hmm.
and he was like pulling cable and loving it. So it's just this weird situation, but he got made this offer, and it's like his hometown where this offer was. So he left, and that was a good way to leave, you know, and we acknowledged that to the rest of our staff and said, if you guys are going to quit ever, this would be the only way that you're not going to be physically beaten right here. So that was Brennan, and he was our guy.
Okay, you don't have to call the dude out by his government.
No, it's happening.
And then we had another tech who got homesick over Christmas break, who is from Texas, and he's up here in Wisconsin, been here for 6 years.
I'm sorry.
He visited his family, and he was never like, quite, he just did some soul searching, and he would want to go home. So he left just about like maybe like 2 months ago or a month ago or something now.
So
drove to Texas, and he's
gone.
We're building a wall now, and he can't come back. So
I'm sorry. I'm stuck on the fact that somebody moved from Texas to Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and he thought that would work out.
Yeah. On purpose. Oh, yeah. Like, did he go to school up there or something? Or
no?
Did he chase family. A girl up there? I mean,
he had family somewhere nearby at some point, and the name left, and he stayed. He went back to Texas or whatever, and he stayed here and followed him back eventually.
Yeah,
that just doesn't sound right. Oh my. Okay,
that's probably our biggest challenge is just, you know, training and finding the right people that are long-term team players. And then,
so you mentioned Texas, man. Now, are you finding that, because again, we talked about this before, Sturgeon Bay, not a huge city.
Nope.
You're, what was it, like 45 minutes from Green Bay or something, or an hour?
Yep.
So there's got to be that battle of finding people that, you know, first of all, want to be in your town, want to work in your town. So are you finding it tough to find people because of that, because of your location?
We had an open interview process last month. It is we're trying to fill two positions. And we actually found there was a lot of professionals here and even people with IT background and stuff that couldn't find jobs or were just like doing other work because there wasn't like enough professional jobs.
Right.
And so there's a big emphasis here on agriculture, on tourism, and on manufacturing. But people still have an interest in tech. So it was actually interesting to see a lot of people are college educated or had certifications and like had nowhere to work. So I think there's actually a pretty good pool here, of possible, employees stuff.
All right. Well, at least, that sounds promising. The fact that you had a good turnout, you've got professional people there. So it's just a matter of,
I got one other note on that.
Somebody else you beat up.
We've taken internships from our tech college.
Okay.
And that's how we hired a couple employees, and the instructor from there said that 5 years ago they had like attendance, they didn't have the enrollment they'd hoped for. They only had like a few students actually, and their system admin, their network admin, and their desktop support specialist. Those are kind of the big three,
right?
That do there. And he said now there's like 30 kids in there.
Okay.
Last 5 years, there's just been this huge surge in people interested in the tech field.
All right.
Cool.
So you're getting interns from that school, that class. Now, are you doing any type of deal where are they interns like just during the school year, or are they interns during the summer? How is that working?
It's usually the summer on their off time. And then they like as part of the degree when they're seniors, they have to have like 200 hours of internship or something to graduate. So it's a free deal. And they kind of seek us out that way. And because the campus is in Green Bay, it's an hour away. Any kids that are from Sturgeon Bay that go there automatically kind of check us out right away for an internship through Written Town Forum.
Okay. So 200 hours. Now, that doesn't really go that far. So what types of things are you having an intern do over 200 hours? I mean, are we talking, you know, 5-10 hours a week?
Mm-hmm. So we have them do bench repair. And, you know, you got to work with them, but taking laptop apart and removing the hard drive, backing it up, maybe making an image of it, restoring the image to a solid state drive, doing a solid state upgrade, or, you know, installing a Malwarebytes license on a customer's machine and running a preliminary scan or, you know, some of those. We do a lot of custom build PCs. We did around 300 machines last year, and that's one of our big kind of training foundations for interns and new techs is building their own PCs and getting a lot of practice at that. So we take really hard advantage of our interns, and we teach them to do a few things, and then they grind.
Okay.
They grind on it. So it's worked out really well, and there's no better way to hire a person. Every other rule that you have to follow, like when you hire a person and you have to pay them right away and try to figure out from an interview process if they're a good person or not, when you could take a free intern full time for like 4 or 5 weeks or something for free, mm-hmm. at the end of it, you have the opportunity to offer them a job or not. But for us, almost every time we offer them a job, because
you get to see how they're actually going to do and behave.
Right. Well, even if they are a total loser, and we sign up for that, by the time you have 5 weeks to work with them, you can usually make them into something.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's the thing. You will find out. You know, they may come in thinking, you know, whatever, I'll just get my 200 hours in. Mm-hmm. But if they really like it and they really learn from it, yeah, you can turn that around. And, you know, yep. even if you get a couple years out of them or 3 years or whatever,
yeah.
I mean, do you have any that you've, you know, hired and that have stayed with you for sure through today?
Well, that's really our primary technician, who's my right-hand man, started as an intern, and that was my first employee and my first intern. So he's kind of there right at the foundation.
Yep.
And we have another employee right now who's still in school. So he's about to do his internship, but he's been working for us for a while. And so in between semesters or when they're on break for like a couple weeks or something, he'll work. So he works part-time right now while he's finishing his degree. He's getting a system administration degree. And then he'll come on board in May. So he'll have his internship and his degree done. And he'll already have some training and be ready to go. So
yeah.
Nice.
It's worked great. The college has been an awesome resource. And what's really cool with the tech school is like not everybody there is 18 years old. Like the guy we were just talking about is my age. He's in his early 30s, going back to get a degree and do something, you know, get a head up or whatever. And so it's pretty cool because it's not just that 18 to 20 year old pool of
right.
people.
Right.
There's people that are just trying to do something better with their life, going through their
right. A little more mature, somebody yep. who's probably going to appreciate it more.
Might have yeah. his own tools.
His own tools. That's yeah. So you talked to me before the show about having to give away tools. I don't know if I could do that.
No, that's another thing I've had to learn as time goes on. Is I've always had this perfect tool set, and I've always, you know, that's something I obsess over, is always being prepared. That's part of my motto, and having every tool in my arsenal and comparing tools and looking for the new tools and talking with other techs what tools they use and what's your everyday carry bag. And I love watching the Reddit forums mm-hmm. and Facebook groups and anywhere where people are talking about the stuff. And as we've grown, I have to always hand everything down, or I need to borrow your fish tape, or I need to borrow your external hard drive, or whatever it might be. So I've had to let go. And now this last time I gave my whole vehicle to Journey as he upgraded. So I took my whole van with everything that's in it and I just gave it to him, and it's too cold outside to even dig through anything in there. So he's got all my Milwaukee tools and batteries and my Netsco.
Oh, that's not right.
Well, so here's the benefit of it. Today, when I was asked to go somewhere today, I said, I can't. I don't have any tools. I don't even have any patch cords. They need a phone hooked up and a computer hooked up. I can't do this. Journey's got to go. He's got all my tools. So he had to cover my service call. So now I'm
now you got to find a new vehicle and resupply all your tools.
Yeah.
So let me ask this. What's the hardest tool you had to give away?
It's probably the NetScout. It's actually was so hard to get away that now we've been like on the NetScout website for like a half hour a day looking at how I'm going to replace it. Because that is really the first thing that I went to use. I'll tell you what, as a computer repair technician, as an IT person, you can do a lot with a thumb drive and a screwdriver.
Yes, you can.
And a laptop or access to the internet. So I'm not like helpless. But when I went to troubleshoot a network jack or troubleshoot something, and I'm become really reliant on a network troubleshooting tool, being able to plug in and get the information I need right away.
I tell you,
that's the one that's hard to give away.
It is. It is. And I actually went and followed up one of my cable guys who did a job, and just the simple fact that, well, the full story is we went and did the cabling and left, and the next Monday we got a call saying stuff doesn't work.
Oh.
And we're like, you're lying. They're like, no, we can't get on the internet. We can't do our work. We can't get phones. And come to find out, the client didn't tell us that they were getting all new flooring. So the flooring people came in and moved all the furniture, unplugged all the stuff, and then plugged everything back in. But they didn't plug it in correctly.
Right.
And come to find out, all I did, unplug a cable, stick in my NetScout. Oh, you're in the wrong switch. All we have to do is swap the cables. There you go. And the lady looked at me like, you didn't do anything. And I said, yeah, I did. And I held up the tool to her and I said, I brought this. Basically within 10 minutes, I had them all back up and running by just, you know, identifying which cables were plugged in to the wrong slots and did all that. So you're right. I have 2 1 touches. That's how ridiculous I am. And I've got one that goes with me all the time. And I've got one here at the office so that if I have another tech that needs to go, I just basically give him the bag.
Right.
And go. So yeah, having those tools is huge.
Well, the one touch is on our wish list, and that's something we're watching real closely right now. And one day we're going to own one.
Oh, and you'll be so proud. Won't you?
I think I said that last year when we were talking last year, I think I said I'd own one by now. So
yeah, but you didn't know that you'd have to, you know, double your store, buy new vehicles, give away your tools.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, and we still have the DTX certifiers, right, which you can also, I mean, you can do a, obviously troubleshoot a cable with those too, but it's a little bit more of an endeavor because the size of them and
right.
Well, but the One Touch is the same size as the DTX. The difference is the DTX doesn't do all of your network discovery and diagnostics, and that's where the One Touch shines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of that. Okay.
So what about the handheld NetScout screen viewer thing? Have you looked at that at all? Do you have any thoughts on it?
The viewer screen. Are you talking about on the new G2, the Linkrunner G2?
So they have like a tablet that you can use, and I believe it's for like the fiber optic testing and stuff. I can't remember what it's called, but I thought you might know about it.
Oh no, I you know what? That side I'm not big on because that is just pure cable. And since I don't do, you know, I don't do the structured cabling like you do. So I kind of haven't gone off into that side. So all of the calibration tools, the network certifiers, I haven't done all that. So, like, you want the One Touch.
It's the OptiView XG network analysis tablet.
Yes. The OptiView. But the one the one I really want is the big granddaddy. That's so all of the vehicles that you've purchased, your Ford Escape and your Rams, what do you think an average, or not an average, what do you think the total cost of all those vehicles are that you purchased?
I don't know. The total of all of them is, I don't know.
Well, you're buying them used, right?
Yeah. So it's maybe 50,000-60,000 bucks, okay. 70,000 bucks. Yep.
So the OptiView version that I want, actually, I'm going to go down here and get the right model as we're talking so I can tell you exactly. Because the one that I want, let me find the models here. So I'm on the Fluke site, how to buy, blah, 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 the OptiView XG. Oh, why didn't it take me there? Well, let's put it this way. $40,000.
Yeah, hard to justify.
Yes, it is. $40,000.
Yeah,
but it is nice. It will. So you know how the One Touch basically will give you network discovery for your physical devices. It'll tell you, you know, all your DHCP, DNS stuff. You can do ping tests. You can do performance testing across the cable. Mm-hmm. The OptiView will actually give you application performance. And it will do it across VLANs. So here we go. Let me pull up.
And I'm sure that's just the tip of the iceberg for the feature set on it.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm sorry. So the NetScout OptiView XG something plus 3 years of gold service, $55,516. So it provides, so it's the 10 gigabit network analysis tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Complete wireless and wired network discovery. And,
so it does everything the One Touch does.
Yeah.
It's almost like the size, it's like two One Touches side by side, yes. The size of it almost.
Yeah, it is nice. And you can't find it in stock anywhere. So
can you watch like ESPN on there then, if you figure, or what's the resolution? Well,
you know, what's funny is the Link Runner G2, you know, has that Android interface, and yep. I didn't realize how many apps you could throw on that. So I've got to believe that at some point you're going to be able, because you can browse the internet. So why not just, you know, pull up a streaming site and watch?
Sure.
So yeah, that's going to be something that'll happen. I mean, I already do. Well, I don't want to give away too much because I want to keep listeners for the live show. So, but yep. they are nice. They are nice. All right, folks. Well, I know we've got a couple of other topics here, but it sounds like, well, I think we've covered enough and we're close to the hour.
There you go.
That was interesting. Wow.
See, it's always a wild ride.
It is. But see, you don't have to always be prepared for this show. You just turn on the mic and talk about what's happening in our business. And you guys got a lot going on in the business here.
Thank you, sir.
So we just started 2019. Yep. What's on the horizon? I mean, do you have anything in the works that you haven't told us about?
I don't think so. I think we're pretty much all caught up. We for the first time have a lot of like stable work scheduled. We have a lot of contracts signed, and we have a lot. And our projects, each one of them is our biggest project yet. And it's our next biggest project yet. And it just keep getting bigger. And so we have like several months of work booked out for all of our crews. And with that flexibility, we're just trying to really focus on improving our products and our services and training other people to deliver them. Because then we're going on vacation. That's like our big, we're taking a vacation 2019. It's going to be the first vacation in probably like 3 years. And we haven't even planned it yet, but that's what's happening. We're going to leave for 1 week, and we're going to leave it up to our management and staff.
Yes.
They don't know this yet.
No.
They're going to know after tonight.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to use our week of vacation this
year. Yeah, we're actually going to use it.
So that's really something that needs to happen for us. And as we, you know.
So, of course, the question is going to be, where would you go on your vacation?
Somewhere warm.
Somewhere warm.
So here in Florida is nice this time of year.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. And in fact, we have, like I said, friends down there. My dad is down there right now.
Really?
Down every year in the end of February. And
which part? Don't tell me exactly, but which part? Do you know the area? Orlando area, Tampa area?
Key West.
Well, you can't get any further south than that in Florida.
Right.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I could see doing like that, you know, an annual trip or something down to see Uncle Marvin.
Yeah.
Come on by, swing by the office, hang out, take you to the beach.
There you go.
Everybody else is coming down. I mean, you know, lots of people visit. I actually, so I was up in Melbourne, which is where my mom is. My nephew had a birthday, so I was up there. And as I had just gotten there, and I get a message on the Facebook by somebody saying, hey, we're in Fort Lauderdale. We're visiting friends. Want to come hang out? And I'm like, you got to give me a little more notice.
I
can't have people showing up when I'm leaving. But that happens all the time. We have pop-ins at the house. And anytime that, and I do actually tell anybody, if you are in the state of Florida, you need to let me know. I mean, I do have clients pretty much all over the state, so there is a chance that I can make a trip out of it and see people. Or if you are close enough to the city of Fort Lauderdale, we can get together, hang out, have a coffee or an adult beverage, whichever you prefer, and hang out. So
I prefer both at the same time.
Both at the same time.
Coffee and Kahlua or Bailey's, something like that.
I think I have that at the house.
There you go.
Sounds good.
So, all right, guys. So Nathan and Aaron, I still want to ask you this personal question, so we got to get off the air. So Nathan and Aaron of Quantum PC in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. Guys, thank you very much for being on the show. We are going to have to do a part two. That's all.
That sounds good.
We'll, maybe after you guys thaw out and get a couple of projects under your belt, we'll get you guys back out here. All right.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you, Marvin.
Thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening, thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please be sure to go to podnuts.com and support all of the other great shows on the network. If you want to send an email where you can either ask a question, provide a tip or show suggestion, you want to do a shout out to any of the guests, send that to marvin@podnuts.com. Be sure to follow us on the Twitter, and especially now that we've announced that we're going to have a live show, I will obviously be publicizing that. It'll probably go out over the Twitter and the Facebook and wherever else I can do my social media here. So be paying attention to all of that. And thank you to my guest. And we will be chatting again next week when I will have another fantastic guest on. So be watching for that. And until next time, holla.